Yeah, it's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, happy Crab Friday.
Spike, Jackie Baseball with a sweep. Holla at your boy.
Good day for a ball game out there.
Not bad. Not bad. Well, could be a better day for a ball game, but we'll get there. We'll get there. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It is National Crab Friday. Dollar crab fries, $5 personal pitchers all day long. Proceeds benefit the FOP Survivors Fund. A sweep. We're talking about it yesterday, how they had already won the series, but getting a sweep would be extra. It would, like, make a statement. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that was a statement series. It was a little bit of everything. We had power. We had great pitching. We had Rojas in center field. It's a great win. Great series win. By the way, speaking of pitching, Matt Strom will join us at 2:30 today. The opening act for Elliott Shore Parks, who joins us at 3 o'clock.
Mm.
So I'm watching this game, and they win it. They have a sweep, exactly what I wanted.
Sweep.
This team seems like they are never out of a game. They are getting huge outlier seasons from a bunch of pitchers. Best season of Hoffman's career. Best season of Strom's career. You know, best season of Ranger's career. Best season of Chris Sanchez's career. As good, Zach Wheeler's been as good as he's been, and Aaron Nola has been dependable as always. They've dodged bullets with injuries, things that we thought could be a big deal. You know, Trey Turner's out for 6 weeks. They survived. Bryce Harper could have been catastrophic. It wasn't. And, like, this just feels like the opportunity, the year for the Phillies to finally finish the job, to go and win the World Series. And all I think about is, go and get it. My message to Dave Dombrowski, to John Middleton, is go get it. Leave no stone unturned. If you need an outfielder, trade for an outfielder. If you need a relief pitcher, trade a relief pitcher. I don't care about prospects. I don't care about money. Everything that you can put into winning this year, the year, they have to do it. What I don't want to do is, in a year or two, look back at 2024 and say, you know, if we had just traded this guy and got that guy, maybe we would have been in a better position the eighth inning of Game 5. Or if we had just traded this guy and spent this money, then we would have had a different guy hitting seventh and maybe we would have scored 6 runs in that game instead of 4. Leave no stone unturned. Go get it. Make it happen this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, your ears, your mouth ears? To God's ears.
Yeah.
Your mouth to God's ears. No, man, you said it perfectly. I can't disagree with much there. I really feel like you can't let an opportunity like this pass you by. And the worst thing would be is forget about a year or two, Spike, 6 months from now.
Right. In November, yeah, we could
exactly.
be looking back and say, hey, we didn't
trade. We should have did this.
Right.
We should have did that. Why
right.
didn't they make this move at the trade deadline? Forget about why didn't we give up this prospect to get this guy, Luis Roberts. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You have to make that move. Yeah, this is an opportunity for Dave Dombrowski, John Middleton, who we all know desperately wants that trophy, that parade for the Phillies. Again, he's talked about it. He's not only talked about it, he's put his wallet and his checkbook behind those words. So he's been completely committed to it. And we've gotten close. We've gotten close. I'm not going to sit here and act as if the organization hasn't gone to great lengths to put together this team. They
Absolutely.
Really have.
Absolutely.
Now it's time to get this team across the finish line.
Right. Everything that you can do, every little,
yeah.
every hole that you can plug,
yeah.
go do it.
Don't talk yourself into, yeah, could we upgrade offensively and in the outfield? We could, but why do we need to? We got such a great 1-5, 1-6 lineup when Stott just comes around and starts hitting the ball. What the bottom of the lineup doesn't really – what they do offensively doesn't matter as much. Now, you can talk yourself into these things as a reason as to not to do anything. You can't do that. I love Rojas out there, his defense, offense. I'm not going to trust his offense in the postseason. Even Nick Castellanos looking better. As great as he looks right now, we've seen him at his worst as well, including in the postseason. So I don't want to chance anything. I don't want to chance anything with this year. We got to get it done this year. This is a season where you say to yourself, we're the best team in baseball, but we're not the best team in baseball by far. And it's not as if we don't have any weaknesses.
Leave no doubt.
Yeah, leave no doubt. I'm with you on that.
Leave no stone unturned. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should trade prospects, should be willing to tinker with the lineup, anything they can do to make sure they have the best chance this year? Do you think they should do it? 215-592-9494. Now, we do have another person on the show who is...
Name is on the show.
He is, you know, he's wearing a Philly shirt, lives and breathes with the Phillies, loves his vibes. Jack, are you ready to say this is the year, go all in, do whatever you got to do?
Well, first off, it is the year. I am both very much enjoying this. Like, every game's fun. They're thrilling. But I'm also terrified about October. Like, I need them to get it done. Like, it's a mental toll currently what the season's doing for me. And yep. I'm thinking about 10 years from now, like, you should look back and really appreciate this season. I'm appreciating it, but I am so solely focused on October. But when you word it like that, I think it's the year. But I don't think that means trading everything, leaving every stone unturned. Do all, like, if you want to go get a platoon bat, sure. You want to get a bullpen piece, fine. But, like, what is the number one priority, and I think that we need to understand this about this team, is that what makes them so great is their chemistry, is their locker room, is how close they are. And, like, the Rojas play yesterday is a perfect example of that. Like, makes the big play. You know, him and Marsh are messing around, running in from the field. He's getting the standing ovation, like, coming in. There's a special vibe to this team. There's a specialness to this team. And an all-in move could potentially ruin what is developing into a special clubhouse that we're going to talk about for years around here. So, all in, all team matters more.
Oh, jeez.
Team?
All team.
All team.
Oh.
All team. I mean, they are, like... The chemistry of this team is unmatched. It's a lot like the 17 Eagles.
You can have, but I'm sure that Ike's Eagles had plenty of good chemistry, and they went and said, you know what we got to do? We got to go get us a piece that puts us in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the Sixers had great chemistry, but they said, you know what we got to do? We got to go get Moses Malone. You know,
well, but they also were coming off of like a million chokes. I mean, well, but, 82, well, 81, 80, 77.
Well, it's not like the Phillies. I mean, they choked away one series.
Well,
okay.
I don't view the World Series as a choke job.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree. I don't view the World Series as a choke job, but last year.
But you're not worried about messing up what they have?
Like, no.
You don't think this. All right, hold on. Do you think what they have right now is special?
Yes.
Yes.
But you're not worried about possibly bringing in someone to muddy the water a little bit?
Let me ask you something. What you and your wife have is special, right?
I would think so.
You had a kid, didn't you?
Yeah, number two on the way.
Didn't you worry that having another person would ruin the chemistry of what you and your wife have? Or were you so sure of the bond that you had that said, you know what, we can bring somebody else into this and make us even stronger?
So here's another, to turn that back around on you. Let's say that you, like, let's say, I don't know, me and Ike did a show for 4 months. And it, like, the chemistry was just off the charts.
Right.
And then you bring in a bad egg.
You bring in another. Oh, he's a bad egg.
We're muddying the water on what was a special program.
The water is as clear as an azure sky, as clear as an unmuddied lake. Yes. There is no mud here.
Don't lump me in with you with that analogy. Yeah. Yes.
215-592-9494.
That would actually prove Spike's point is that adding him enhanced the damn team.
Yes, look, you're even better now,
yes.
Jack.
It was great chemistry. He enhanced it. He came in a little snarky in the beginning, but he's fitting in.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Yeah, did I ruin the chemistry of the show? No. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies go all in at the deadline and do whatever it takes?
That damn, this team is good, man.
Trading prospects, spending money, all that sort of stuff. Corey in Columbus, our leadoff hitter. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I tuned into the show late yesterday. You're about to get a week off? Like, you just got here.
Oh, bro. Yeah, but I was...
Did you even work before you got this job,
Corey? You just got here. You just got a whole week.
Dude.
Hey, man, y'all got some good benefits over there.
Yo.
For 1 week?
Wait a minute. Corey. It's not like I wasn't working before I got here for the same exact company. I haven't had a vacation in a year.
And Jack, you about to be a father too. Stop being so scared. You're talking about.
Dude, I'm terrified. No. I got a lot riding on this. I got to deal with OG Wade if they lose. I got to deal with you if they lose. I got to deal with from all these Eagles.
Jay
and West Philly. Ike.
I'm a Philly fan. I ride with the Philly. I'm not like these fake fans that's waiting for them to fail to come at you. All the I push is that I just want equality with all three stars. That's all I want. I don't care. I hope all the teams are successful. But look, I don't know. Like this, Judd's been telling me on high hope, that we about to get Paul Skeen, Steven Strasburg with this pitcher. So I'm just saying, if this dude is that good, he should be able to get us a Luis Robert, whoever that Luke guy from the Nationals you was talking about. I'm trying to win now. I want
to
change.
Hold on, you're trying to give up
Andrew Painter?
Andrew Painter?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know about that.
You can give up him. Just if anyone mentions Aiden Miller, I get hung up on.
I ain't never seen this dude throw a ball.
Oh, yeah, I have. What do you mean? I was actually there the day he pitched in spring training.
Dude, Corey, I'm with you. Jack keeps talking about Aiden Miller. I'm worrying about a guy who plays shortstop who might be here in 3 years when we have a shortstop.
I don't care about him.
We have a shortstop signed for the next decade.
He's going to be
I'd
third
rather
base
have Andrew Painter than Miller.
All right, hold on.
I want to win when the opportunity is there, and it is there. Listen, I ain't going to tell y'all, but I got a little bet, Phillies, Eagles, I'm trying to win it all. I want the parade. Walk around with my shirt off. We got to get this dub. So whatever you got to do to get the – and we know our lineup in the offense. We know they up and down. You never know when Trey Turner going to need a standing ovation. We know Castellano, he can disappear like a ghost. We know that. So the only consistent player on the lineup, is number three. So we got to make sure we got as much people, as much bats hot going in October. And why not, get another bat, add it to the lineup in the outfield. That can hit, and then have some success. The Schwarber get hot, you never know. Trey Turner keep going. My boy Stoddy, Alec Bohm. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good with all of that.
Yeah. I
would give up Aiden Miller with no problem.
And I agree with you, Corey. Thank you for the call. And, people are saying, should they get a bat or should they get a reliever? If you need both, go get both. Go get both. I just.
Well, then that would determine, though, the level that you get. You can't get two A-caliber players.
Look, there's enough.
Unless you really are going to give up everything in the system.
Look, I have never been, especially, around the Sixers, young players, you never know what they could be. The hit rate on baseball prospects is incredibly low. And the core of this team is everybody's 30.
Right. So then why are we giving away all the young prospects?
Because the point is to win a World Series.
But they can win the World Series as constituted.
Can. Well, we had the same team last year.
Sure. But all right, the Brewers in 08 got CeCe Sabathia. They lost. The Phillies got Joe Bland. The Dodgers got Manny Ramirez in 08. They lost. What did the Rangers do last year?
The Rangers went and got pitching at the deadline. They did.
They got Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah, and then what did they do?
They won the World Series.
All right. That's what I'm saying is that
this desperation.
It's not desperation. It's like it's like playing blackjack and knowing that you're playing poker and knowing that you have the hand. And could it go? You got a straight flush. It's possible somebody could beat you with something. No, that's blackjack. I'm talking about poker. But could you lose? Yes, you could lose. But you. Sometimes you just have to know when to go all in. And I just think.
I know when to fold them.
Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away.
Big song, yeah.
Know when to run.
And it's the biggest question Dave Dombrowski has to be thinking about right
yes.
now.
Yes. They have to be thinking about it. Is,
yeah.
And he's a smart baseball guy. We know that how much he values clubhouse chemistry. It's been the biggest difference between him and Klentak. Klentak acquired all these guys, but he had no idea how to build a team.
Well, the other thing is I refuse to believe that tinkering with this is going to ruin the chemistry. I think their chemistry is a strong point that leads me to believe they can withstand changes. And because the core and the head of the snake from a chemistry standpoint, none of that's changing. they're not changing Schwarber. They're not changing Harper. Zach Wheeler will be the, you know, all the cornerstone guys. None of those guys are going anywhere. I would hate to look back on this season and think they could have done something to give themselves a better chance, and they didn't do it.
Yeah. Is Ranger a free agent after this year?
No, next year.
Yeah.
After next year? Yeah. How much money do you think he's going to cost?
Well, it's currently trending down. You know, I think if he pitched to a 1.7, we're probably looking at the $100 million, and now that it's maybe 2.5s, 3?
Yeah.
80?
Yeah. How many $100 million pitchers do you think we can have?
That's the question. When they signed Chris Sanchez, I was like,
exactly.
The one thing that could be the reaction to this is they don't pay Ranger.
Well, by the way,
I mean, to me, it's obvious they aren't going to pay Ranger.
But they didn't pay Chris Sanchez. I mean, they gave Chris Sanchez a good deal, but I think it looks like a bargain deal. Why?
A little bit of breaking news.
Oh, boy.
The Phillies have released Whit Merrifield.
Oh.
Good.
Whitfield?
Wow.
He can't play.
Oh, well, yeah, nobody's surprised. I mean, we know that. Still a little surprised that the Phillies did it.
By the way, Rob Thompson talking the other day about how he's trending upward and helping them create runs. Well, help them create runs by having somebody else in the lineup. And by the way, I give them credit. They spent $8 million. They thought they were getting one thing. They weren't getting it, and they decided to move on.
It's exactly what they did in 22.
Yeah. You have to do that. You have to do it.
Yeah.
Hey,
and it frees up money for the trade deadline.
There you go. So they can trade Andrew Painter for...
They're not trading Andrew Painter.
So, I got a next question for you guys.
He may be the damn ace of this staff in 3 years. Wheeler's 34.
I don't even know if I'm going to be alive in 3 years.
Hold on.
Well, you never know
what's going to happen. For the next decade.
Oh, right, 10 years. I don't even know if I'm going to be alive in 10 years in one day. All right. We have next question today.
Yes.
Of course, the winner of next question will be, well... Most likely will be an afternoon show foxhole guy. Some of that is negotiable, as we'll discuss later. But this one's easy. We're all going on vacation next week. What is your favorite thing about vacation? So when you call up today with your sports point, next question, we will ask you what's your favorite thing about vacation. And the best one, we will make you an official afternoon show foxhole guy. I'll start it off,
okay. As
you guys think. Now, this will sound very me. Because I still get up early on vacation. I'll get up at 6, 6:30. My favorite thing about vacation is my early morning coffee with nowhere to be.
That's a good answer.
So I just sit there, you know, reading the internet with nothing to do, drinking my coffee, sometimes out on the, you know, we're going down the shore, but out on the porch or something, out on the deck.
Yeah.
My early morning coffee with nowhere to be. That's my favorite thing about vacation.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, my favorite thing about vacation is... not talking about Philadelphia sports. I mean, I'm just being honest.
That's
quite frankly my favorite thing about vacation. Like, literally, I can get up. I'm going to still get up early regardless.
You're an early guy.
Yeah, I've been that way since college. So,
yep.
Sleeping in isn't the question. You know, I'm too old. I'm not hanging out anywhere. So, it's not like I got late nights.
Yep.
I'm still in bed by 10:30. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm still watching the evening news, but the luxury of going through the day and not giving a you know what about what's happening.
So
like I literally don't listen to WIP during vacation time because I don't care. So unless something drastic happens where I can't avoid it on social media, like I really don't care what's happening. That's why we take the vacation during the time of the year that we do. Because there's not a whole lot going on.
Right.
So I'm not missing a whole lot. And that's the best thing, man, is that I literally don't have to think about, do I want to talk about Jalen again today? You know, do I want to talk about the Eagles? Do I want to scream Dak sucks again today?
Yeah.
I'm tired of LeBron and Bronny.
Right.
You know, the Sixers, I love them. But then I'm tired that you love them more than I do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so the Phillies, Jack doesn't respect anybody's baseball opinion.
Certainly not us.
You know.
What'd you say?
The idea that I have to make sure I'm on top of every baseball opinion I give out so that I don't get an eye roll from him, that's a great week for me. Not to mention golfing as much as I want to.
Yes. Yes. You got a good weekend.
How about I can golf early? I can golf in the middle of the day if I feel like it.
Sounds like you really like vacation.
I was going to say.
I'm just saying.
This is like a pulpit Ike for vacation.
My kids are older. You know, so I don't even have to worry about entertaining them. I'm just saying.
There you go. So Ike's favorite thing is literally everything.
I pretty much just let it all loose right there, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It's healthy.
You were very honest. I like it. I like it. It was a therapy session. Jack, favorite thing about vacation?
So I was going to say, obviously, the late night, you know, a little fire going, sit outside, you know, beers. But then you brought up no Phillies. And we take off the All-Star break. It is a nice, like, I don't have to just watch. Like, I love watching the Phillies. Like, but it's when you're so invested.
Yep.
Having that little bit of reprieve.
Nice try.
Never a doubt. A new Spike would pay attention to that.
Yep.
Have a nice little reprieve. Get charged up for the postseason run. I'll take no Phillies for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not even really vacation. That's just the All-Star break.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we are talking about the Phils. They start the series with the A's tonight, who are still a Major League Baseball team, but just right. Barely. And talking
can't
wait
about to see Canseco tonight.
Unless there's another Canseco. So, and talking about the Phils, whether the Phillies should go all in at the deadline and make a count, trade prospects, spend money, all that kind of stuff, or are you worried about disrupting the chemistry? 215-592-9494. Speaking of chemistry, speaking of the Phillies, speaking of great performances, Matt Strom is an all-star, and he will join us next. I'm excited to talk to him. I want to talk to him about that Ohtani strikeout. I love that moment. I watched the replay of it again this morning. Matt Strom is with us next, and your calls as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies is the perfect place for pregame, in-game, or a postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. We are honored to be joined by Phillies all-star pitcher, Matt Strom. Congratulations, sir.
Thanks.
Hey, Tucker, you can turn down the music.
That's his walkout song.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
It was cool, but like,
big old swing and a miss.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him. Like, sorry, Matt. We're trying to honor you with your music.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So, you know, again, congrats on being an all-star. You've been in the league for 8-9 years now. And, like, this year, lowest walk rate of your career, lowest home run rate of your career. You're, like, dominating. Was there something that clicked? Or what can you attribute the great season you've had and the performance?
Yeah, ever since I got here to Philly, Caleb and Cap have done a great job with just – sharpening all my tools. We've made my slider, sweeper a lot better pitch, and then just understanding where my fastball plays to every hitter's swing has helped me a lot.
Yeah, you know, you hear about, you know, hitting coaches and pitching coaches all the time, but Caleb is one that it gets mentioned so many times that must be just really great at his job. What is he good at? Like, what is different about him as opposed to previous pitching coaches you've had?
I mean, I've had some great pitching coaches in my career. Caleb, I mean, he's very, very good at the pitch development and just, I mean, it's like seam shifting and just how guys hold the ball. And he's obsessed with making a baseball move a certain direction. So he does an unbelievable job with it, and like I said, he's way too smart for me, so he does a great job of dumbing it down for me, just telling me where to put my fingers and throw it how I throw it. So it's all over my head what he does, but does an unbelievable job communicating it to my language, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Matt, about the camaraderie in that bullpen with you guys. You got one of the best, if not the best, bullpens in all of baseball, sending two guys to the All-Star game this year. And when you look at the level of talent and the difference in the styles of pitching that you guys have, it seems to all work together. But I'm impressed by the personalities, too. You guys have sort of discovered or you guys have put out there a personality that I would imagine for most opposing teams can be a little intimidating when you get late in these ball games, especially if you're trailing. What's that like as a teammate of having those other guys in the bullpen as well?
Yeah, I mean, just the confidence we have in everybody down there. I said we have 5 to 8 high leverage guys. You always have a bullpen talk of like your A guys, B guys, but again, I feel like we got a bunch of A guys. But that being said, when you do see our B guys, it's still 98 to 100 with an absolute banger. And I mean, it's what Dave has assembled here. It's unbelievable. So the camaraderie wise, though, I mean, that's not just in the bullpen. It's throughout the whole clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm also impressed by the selflessness of you guys and being flexible in sort of when you all are put into the ball game, high leverage situations versus particular batters. How do you sort of manage that from a being ready standpoint of when you may go into the ball game? Is there a preference there, or you're just ready for whatever you is called upon for you to do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to pitch whenever. I think Kansas City, I mean, I came up with Kansas City, and I think they kind of solidified that back end of the bullpen model in 14 and 15 with their 7, 8, 9. And now I think teams are just getting to a point where they're like, you have these three guys. They don't necessarily need to be the 7th, 8th, or 9th. It needs to be the certain spot in the lineup where it matches up lefty, righty. And like I said, Dave's done an unbelievable job of having three elite lefties, three elite righties, and I mean, it's working out well.
Talking to Phillies All-Star Matt Strom, I'm curious, you know, you and Jeff Hoffman are throwing partners. Now you guys are going to the All-Star game together. What's that kind of relationship like?
Yeah, no, I mean, I joke with Jeff all the time. He's my little brother. I make him go out for catch every day, so I stand on the line. So, it's just like having another brother that you work with. So, I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, he's got 4 kids. I got 1. They love playing together. And, I mean, it's great to have a relationship with like that. And it makes life easy.
So, Matt, I want to ask you about 2 specific batters from the last 2 nights that you faced, both pretty dramatic. The first one from last night. So you're facing Kike Hernandez, and you throw the pitch. Yeah. The ball comes off the bat. I just want you to take us through the minute the ball hits the bat and then you watching it all the way into Rojas' glove.
Well, I don't think I can say what was going through my head. I mean, as soon as he hit it, I thought, I mean, thank God we just scored a run because at least I didn't give up the lead. It's tied. the ball was up in the air. I was watching the ball. We got that little cutout in left center, and it was going right to it. And I was thinking I'm about to get screwed by the 2 feet they decided to put into play here. out of the corner of my eye, I could see Rojas closing on it. And then I was like, holy crap, he's going to catch it. And he did, and it was unbelievable.
So then the other one is, I was telling the guys, I watched it again this morning, was the night before against Ohtani. So yeah. It's first and third, 1 out. Phillies up, I think, 4-1 at the time. Tell us about your approach to Ohtani and that specific at-bat, because it was such a dramatic strikeout that I think at the end of this year we will look back on. I'm curious what's going through your mind and your approach to Ohtani specifically.
Yeah, I mean, just with my experience in this league, I've learned you need to focus on the task at hand, and that's just 1 pitch at a time. Stubby, obviously, I have all the confidence in the world in him back there, and, I mean, whatever pitches he calls, he calls. And I'm just going to execute it. So, I mean, obviously, big spot in the game there. I take pride in leaving my teammates runners stranded, and, I just feed off the energy here at the bank, and I mean, they helped a lot in that at bat for sure.
I have to tell you, watching it as an observer, there's not a ton of hitters that I've watched in my life that when they come up against the team that we're cheering for, that I get terrified. Ohtani is like, terrifying. And just, I can tell you from a fan perspective, the emotion that we felt, I know you felt it, obviously, being there, but the emotion that we felt when you got that strikeout, I know it's just a regular season game, but it was such a, like, there's so much juice in that moment when you got that out.
We
felt that.
No doubt. And, I mean, if that would have been out number three, I would have probably blacked out on the mound or something. It was wild.
Matt, I'm curious. Obviously, you guys are, I mean, an unbelievable start here. You guys are, I mean, 6.5 up on the best record or the Dodgers, I think, even for the number one seed. Like, what is the messaging, I guess, to make sure that the hunger is still there, like the fire is still there, and really just riding this thing out to hopefully having a parade down Broad Street?
I mean, 95% of this clubhouse was here last year, and 80% of it was here the year before. So nothing needs to be said. We know how it feels. We know what we want. We just got to do it.
Talking to Matt Strom, Phillies All-Star pitcher Matt Strom. So you're a baseball card guy. I was on the internet watching YouTube videos of you watch opening packs. I was, like, for half of my life, huge baseball card guy, and there's still one card in my head I always wish I had. Is there one card out there that you do not own that would be, like, the crowning collectible that you would love to have?
Yeah, it would be my 101 Super Fractor, my rookie year.
Your own card. Oh, I love it. Yeah, okay. And does it exist? It obviously exists somewhere. Are you aware of its location, or have you not been able to locate it yet?
Well, so I saw it was sold on eBay. I reached out to the buyer, and he told me he had bought it. And then this was probably 3 years ago, I reached out to him. And then he had sold his entire collection in a lot to some guy that he didn't have the contact to.
So
it's out there, but I don't know where.
Well,
that's crushing.
Yeah, we have a pretty big megaphone here. I think we're going to put it on us to find that card for you.
Well, so, that would be unbelievable.
So, yeah, we're going to.
It's been a long search. It's almost fading. It's been so long.
Well, I always wanted a 52 Topps Mickey Mantle, but I never played baseball, so I don't have any other baseball cards of myself. So I get the one that you want. We're going to find it for you, buddy.
Yeah, I might need another contract or two to get a 52 Mantle.
Yeah, especially if you keep – if your ERA stays under 2 the whole year, you know, that the keep value of that thing is going to keep going up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Congrats, man. We're all so excited, not just to watch the team, but for you guys. There's good teams, and then there's good teams that are easy to root for, and the Phillies are a good team that's easy to root for. So we wish you the best in the All-Star game the rest of the season, and we really hope you guys bring it home this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Brother.
That is Matt Strom. We got to find that card for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we got to get the
card. Put out the APB for it.
Yeah. So we'll put it on social. You're hearing it now. Well, I'm also going to have to go back and write
where
down.
Where APB is?
No. The only thing I know, hold on, it's in a rap song.
I looked at him when I said it.
Yeah.
Like,
did you
say
APP out of my thug family? That's what
yes,
I saw.
Yes,
I
that is a,
what?
That is a lyric.
It's a lyric in some older.
Oh.
But I don't know what APB is. No.
I thought you were saying OPP.
No. Got an APB on my thug family is from, I know the song
is
as
a
well.
Tupac song? You say thug family.
Yeah.
I think of Pac.
Yeah, it's not a Tupac song.
It's a Biggie song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Biggie aspired to
be
Pac.
No, it's Hail Mary.
Oh, it is a Tupac song. There we go. Yeah.
Nobody used Thug Family. Okay,
yeah.
That's Pac's
song. Well, it's certainly not this guy.
But you knew it.
Tupac, that song, Hail Mary would be better if the other guys weren't in it. One other guy. You don't need three verses from other
guys.
Yes. All right. Well, Matt Strom sounds like a good dude, and I am.
Yes.
It's cool to see a pitcher, by the way. There's so many guys that are throwing 100 miles an hour now.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to see a pitcher that isn't, like, that isn't his thing. He's not out there overpowering people. He's just out there being precise and sort of keeping them guessing. That's a fun kind of pitcher to watch, especially a reliever.
His fastball is super deceptive. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's always been the book on him, is that it has a lot of rise to it. High spin fastball, they call it, Spike.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys talk about on High Hopes?
Dude, if you need me.
Spin rate?
He has been an analytics darling for a long time.
Oh, really?
I owned him in fantasy for like 4 years, and I was like, oh, he got Matt Strom. I always liked him. And he's turned into a really, really good pitcher.
Yeah.
Much better.
Looking at he has had good years before. It's interesting, like, because relievers aren't pitching so much, you know, I think it's easier to have a great year, but also easier to have what looks like a bad year, you know, based on your stats. All right, so we're talking about the Phils. Phils sweep the Dodgers. I'm saying, basically, they got to go all in. I don't care who you got to trade. Trade every prospect. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'm not watching dollars and cents this year. Upgrade the team the way that you need to upgrade it and take advantage of this. Jack, little nervous about ruining the chemistry of the team.
You heard Strami.
Thinks the team is good enough. What would you rather do? Do you want the Phillies to go all in? Are you happy with what they have and worried about messing up the chemistry? 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. Bruce, you're on WIP.
Hi, Spike and Fritz. Hey, how you guys doing this at?
What's up, man?
What's up, Bruce?
All right. Man, look, I'm a bit confused. So, Spike, let me just say, first of all, look, I'm like you. I'm all in. We need to go out and forget the prospects. Do what we need to do? I would love to get Miller. That would be a killer. I mean, if we could get that guy in the bullpen. And Jack, I just don't understand why you're playing the role of Joe DeCameron and Eeyore.
And
on
Eeyore.
Getting a prospect.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I'm a prospect hugger. I would give up. I don't want to give up Andrew Painter. I don't want to give Aiden Miller. Everyone else is okay on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about Marshawn? Let's say if they wanted Marshawn.
Okay. He's a backup catcher. Well, yeah. Mason Miller's got 6 years of control left. Like, it's going to cost you a boatload to get him.
Okay. I get what you're saying. But
Jack, and excuse me for 1 second, Bruce. Jack, okay. Everybody wants to go get the player they want without giving up the players they want to give up.
Like, I'm aware.
You're saying that you'll trade everybody but the guys that are really good.
No, but that's not true, though. Like, there's other prospects in the system that I think are just more expendable. There have other talent.
I can't believe that the shortstop is not expendable after spending $300 million on a shortstop.
But he's not going to be the shortstop when he comes
up. Okay, well, you have a third baseman. You have a second baseman.
You might have a second baseman. No.
We have a second.
You might
he wants
have
to replace Stoddy now.
And he could they could move him to left field. I mean, they're going to need a left fielder eventually. It's not like it's just because he plays shortstop now. He's traditionally a shortstop.
Right.
Come on, Spike. Is you questioning me on Aiden Miller?
I can't wait for the next 3 years when we don't have a World Series championship and you're waiting around for this. I saw him play the other day. He looks like he's 8 years
he's
old.
He's going through a groin issue.
Yeah.
Groin?
Oh,
you mean as in groin?
Groin issue.
I thought you meant groin.
No.
I mean, I'm thinking, look, we got Sosa. I mean, he could be a plug-in, you know, down the road. If we're focused on down the road with third baseman. I'm just not worried about that right now. I'm worried about winning a championship right now. And I think if we could just do what we need to do to get Miller versus a right-handed bat, I think that the bullpen is just much more important. I mean, Kirkland is good, but he's still a work in progress. But aside from Kirkland and our first three guys, there's a huge fall-off in the bullpen, and that's what I'm really concerned about going into the playoffs. That hole is a lot bigger than the center field issue. But I think that Dombrowski is probably, based on him releasing Merrifield, he's probably going to go after that bat first. But I'm not sure. I guess we'll see. Whatever you need to do, hey, let's just make it happen.
Go get both.
Yeah.
Go get both. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, trade everything. Yeah, go right back to the run.
Well, you may not need the high-level reliever, meaning right. like the high-price reliever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where you have to give up a whole lot. But for Roberts, I'm ready.
Hey,
I'm not giving up Andrew Painter, but I don't have a problem moving on from Aiden Miller.
Hey, sorry, Bruce. Jack. Bruce, next question. Next question is, what's your favorite thing about vacation?
Hey, look, just being able to just being unplugged from the family and people that just take up your time needlessly when you're not working.
Dude, that is a hilarious answer. Thank you,
just
Bruce.
Just getting away from people, man.
So, Bruce is like, I'm thinking about getting away from work. You're thinking about getting away from sports. Bruce is like, best thing about vacation? Not talking to my family.
Yeah, he said unplug from the family. I'm like, what?
I love it. I hope Bruce's family is not listening. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Mark's-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Do you want the Phillies to go all in on the trade deadline, or do you not want them to potentially mess up the chemistry of the team by making a big move? 66% say all in. 34% say don't mess up the chemistry.
Yeah, so you got to go all in.
Yeah, Jack, you're part of the minority in this one.
That's fine.
You're swimming upstream here.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't need to be the leader of every movement around here.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you think about it, that's probably what the Phillies are thinking. They want to be able to offset some of these high salaries with controllable young players.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't want to have a $30 million player at every position.
I know.
Yeah. Well, and to Jack's point earlier about Stott and Bohm, eventually the guys that they do have that are young, that are low cost, are going to get paid. Yeah. You know, Bohm, I think, gets paid seriously. I wonder what the cost. When do they have to? What's the clock on Stott?
So Stott is not until after 27, and Bohm is after 26.
But I could see them coming at Bohm next year.
Try to get
John, of course. Yes.
They just did that to Chris Sanchez.
Yep.
They actually did that to Strom. Strom signed an extension before the year.
And they did it with Nola.
Nola, yeah.
Well, remember, they did it once with Scott Kingery, who now has 17 home runs.
At least he was in the big leagues.
Yes.
And that might be the only one that backfired on him.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a backfire, but getting it done early means that it doesn't cost you quite as much. Yeah, I think
it was only like $25 million, right?
And it was over 6 years, right? Yeah. Or something like that.
Like, so. It should have worked out. It's like one of those process Sixers moves that, like, it was the right process.
Yeah.
But, like, just didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
215-592-9494. Rick in Easton. You're on WIP. What's up, Rick?
Sorry, Jack. I love you, brother. I'm all in with you, Spike. You know, it's interesting if you think about it. Here's a team that had five sure things. Andrew Jones, Chipper Jones, Maddox, Molson, Glavin. How many rings did they have, guys?
One.
If I would have told you that you trade Painter and you trade Miller for those three starters, you all would have picked them up at the airport and made the deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for those guys.
Another reason. We have an owner who spends money. So prospects are just prospects. I agree with you. You have the A's coming in town. You have Rooker and you have Miller. You can watch them play the next 3 days. You can make the deal and let him stay in Philadelphia. I'd even let Miller wear an A's uniform at the All-Star game.
Well, he actually is flying on the Phillies plane out there.
Is he?
And give him Painter and give him Miller. I totally agree with you. Moving Bohm to the outfield. I know you've heard.
Yeah, let's just trade every prospect for the future of the organization.
Well, you know what?
It's brilliant.
Jack, here's the problem.
Well, what if Brent Rooker can't play here? That's a possibility, too.
Jack, you worry about prospects when your team could possibly
Prospects when you want to keep the window open as long as possible and get future players here as well.
And I'll tell you who else I would get, and nobody wants to do this. And I was I was all in when they gave Michael Vick a second chance.
Say Trevor Bauer.
Nah, I think he stinks, man.
Was he convicted?
There's multiple people.
Why is he not in big leagues?
Yeah, he stinks. He can't pitch anymore.
Funny you said that. All right, let me give you the answer of the day because you have a lot of callers.
Yeah,
I'm gonna help your other survey from the other day. I love walking on the beach 7 o'clock in the morning, right by the ocean, for about 5 or 6 miles, and I would do it 15 years ago with Donna Mills, which would have been the answer to the other.
That's a good one, Rick.
Donna Mills was hot, man.
I
was a Donna Mills fan.
The early walk on the beach and the late walk on the beach is very nice. When it's not crowded, just sort of the edge
of the water. I prefer
the
early walk on the beach.
Yes.
But Zach knows I'm an early walker. I get out.
Yeah, so I didn't appreciate it. So once I started turning 30, I really started aging and appreciating the finer things in life because I started seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yep. Yeah.
And I took Ike's thing of, like, going on a walk when you first get somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And the morning walk on the beach at, like, 7.
It's great.
It's phenomenal.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You see the sun's just up over the ocean. There's nobody out there.
Oh, and you're going to Canada.
Yeah.
Wait till you get up early and take a little walk with your coffee.
Well, and like, Jill can sleep. Me and walk. Maybe we'll go walk around and see downtown Banff.
There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Before all the hustle and bustle gets going.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing about having an owner that will spend money,
mm-hmm.
in baseball, you can sort of like buy prospects too. I mean, you can.
That's true, yeah.
You can take on money from other teams,
yep.
and get players to take on money. The Mets just did that last year. I think there is a world in which baseball is different. Jack, I think you would concede this, is that baseball is different from a young player prospect perspective than football and basketball, in that you're dealing with more volume and there are ways to obtain them aside from your first round pick or your second round pick.
Yeah.
So I think you see, I know there's a middle ground here, but I think you see in baseball the teams that are always competing are always trading prospects too. Like, they're developing and churning them. Now, some of them come up, obviously.
Sure.
But also, they're using them to win currently.
And the good part about where they are, and I know this is, like, a little in the weeds, but, like, where they're at as a franchise right now when it comes to developing and drafting is much healthier than where, and this is not a shot at who was running the organization at that point, but it's much healthier than it was in 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
It's where they...
Are you taking shots at?
I'm not. I
did at Klintak
not,
or
no, I'm not taking shots.
That's
Ruben,
one of our coworkers.
Oh, Ruben.
Yes. And I just think that they're in a much better spot now when it comes to like drafting and developing. They've been in the World Series, they've been in the NLCS, and they have a top 10 farm system right now, which is not how it was a couple years ago.
Well, and by the way, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ike.
No, I was just going. I'm just. This is where I side with Jack. I'm a little more willing to give up. Miller than I am Painter, because I want the pitcher, and everything we've heard about this kid, he has top of the rotation stuff. He's already got the Tommy John surgery out of the way. He's going to come back with that arm even stronger. And so I want to have him in my rotation. We got older pitchers, right? I told you, Zach Wheeler's 34 years old already. So how much does he have left on the tire?
And we could do this all day, but pitchers, like, there was a point, probably late 90s, where the Mets were supposed to have four huge prospect pitchers.
Well, you go to 2015.
Oh, sure. I remember those pitchers.
Yeah, Jason
Isringhausen.
Pulsifer, Wilson.
Yep.
I forget who the other guy
was. You guys are so old. 2015, they had Syndergaard, DeGrom, Matt Harvey.
Right.
And those guys.
But and they all flamed out.
Yeah. I mean, so, look, obviously there's a significant chance Andrew Painter could be great, but pitchers are no lock.
No, they're no
either,
sure thing.
You know?
So, I agree with you there.
Speaking of no sure thing, there is one sure thing. When we have this guy that we're going to have on next, he's going to make somebody mad.
Well, that's a sure thing.
He's going to make me mad, or you mad, or Jack mad, or you listening at home. We love having Elliot on.
Or all of the above.
Yes. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. He does every Friday at 3 o'clock, and we will continue our conversation with you about the Phillies. Do you want them to go all in on the deadline, perhaps mortgage some of their future for a better chance of winning this year? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.